Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing.
The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has three things, Allah will hold him accountable in a very easy way on the Day of Judgment and will make him enter paradise with his mercy. The companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. What are those things? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, bestow upon those who deprive you. The second one, establish relations with those who break off relations with you. The third one, forgive those who oppress you. The third one, forgive those who oppress you. This time, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam humbly said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most respectable person in your court? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, one who forgives others despite having the ability to take revenge. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, the story mentioned in Bayanat-e-Athariya, it is said that a man's wife put too much salt in his food and he became very angry, but he controlled his anger, thinking, I also commit a lot of mistakes. I should not treat my wife harshly today due to her mistake. Therefore, he forgave mistake of his wife even without informing her about it. After he died, someone saw him in a dream and asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treated you? He replied that he was about to be punished due to the abundance of his sins, but he was told that a female servant of Allah Azza wa Jal had added extra salt in his food and he forgave her. Today Allah Azza wa Jal also forgave him in the reward for it. So dear Islam brothers, see, there's the excellence of forgiving, that the person forgive his wife by adding extra salt on his food, and Allah will forgive him as well. So also we should make a habit for forgiving others. Also, even you are right, if you forgive, inshallah Azza wa Jal, that you will be the most respectable person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.